The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
840 1360 975 WTAQ News Talk Sports. And we're going to have a little bit of all of that in the show today. Ton of stuff to get to. Some very provocative topics. Is Scott Walker's presidential ambitions hurting his chances to defeat Mary Burke? That case is made today by someone other than me. That person will join us at 10:06 to discuss that. The education establishment is whining again that someone would have the temerity to try to evaluate them. Actually, this time, it's the Wisconsin colleges who train teachers who are whining. We'll get to that. That's just the tip of the iceberg. I've got so much stuff I want to try to get to. Did Scott Walker really rip on Ron Johnson? Or is this complete innuendo? And I'm going to confess I missed one. The VA scandal you don't know about. I didn't know about this. It's actually a couple of weeks old already, but this is the first scent that I got of it. If other talk shows have this, I'm not aware of it. I'm not saying they didn't, just saying I'm not aware of it. That's a whiff of the cork. We had a lot of stuff to get to today. We are going to start, however. Now, I know some of you were surprised that yesterday I didn't really, in fact, I didn't get to it. I did not take up the fact that the Green Bay City Council had on its agenda last night the issue of Walmart and whether it would be built in downtown Green Bay. I was virtually certain that the vote was going to get delayed, which is why I didn't talk much about it yesterday, because I suspected I would have a lot to talk about today. I have even more on this topic to talk about than I thought. It got delayed, but it didn't get delayed in the fashion that I thought. If you are not aware, and because it went late, you might not be aware, City Council did vote last night to delay what could be a final decision on whether to move forward or kill a proposed Walmart in the Larson Green property. The council, there was a motion to delay the vote, as everyone knew was going to happen. Why? Because Alderman Sladek, Tom Sladek, wasn't going to be at the meeting. Everybody knew that. Sladek has suffered a stroke. He is expected to be back for July. Everybody knew that there was going to be a request to delay this final vote on the changes that are needed to allow to accommodate a Walmart because Tom Sladek couldn't be there. Now, we had previously reported, and we've reported more than anyone else has, Alderman Joe Moore is now abstaining from Walmart votes. I was told yesterday that Moore likely would vote on a motion to delay. In fact, what ended up happening was it was a 5-5 tie. That left it to Jim Schmidt. This is a fascinating development. Jim Schmidt, staunch opponent of a Walmart on the Larson property, had an opportunity to kill this thing with his own hand. He could have broken the tie and defeated the motion to delay. That would have meant council votes on it last night and it's done. If council votes last night with Sladek gone and Moore abstaining, it almost certainly fails. And then all there is left is for Walmart to, if they want any further at all chance of having a presence in that area, they have to change their proposal. That's what they would have to do. So it's up to Jim Schmidt. Jim Schmidt says this. Alderman Sladek has a legitimate excuse. He suffered a stroke. He is lucky to be alive. He went on. Look, this would be good for me tonight to deal with this tonight because I'm not supporting the project. But bigger than that is representation. So Jim Schmidt voted to delay. Now, clearly, he did the right thing. He knows if Sladek gone, the Walmart proposal would have been defeated. Now, he did the right thing. And I don't want to really question his motives in doing the right thing, but I guess I'm going to a little bit. Jim Schmidt did the right thing, I'm sure, much to the chagrin of Walmart opponents. He could have put a stake in the heart of what they consider a vampire right then and there, and he didn't. Why? Well, he explained why, because he felt it would be wrong to do it in Sladek's absence. Here are a couple of questions, though. I think Jim thinks when it comes back in a month, it's still going to get defeated. If he thought the votes were there in July, would he have voted to delay last night? If he thought the votes were there to proceed with the Walmart project in July, a month from now, would he have then cast the tie-breaking vote to delay? Only Jim Schmidt knows that. And I won't presume to know. I'll just say only Jim Schmidt knows that. If Jim Schmidt wants to be reelected as mayor, it probably would have been a really stupid thing to do. That would have been very difficult. My belief is I don't know of any names. I think Jim may get a legitimate contender against him this next time if Walmart is killed and all we have is the pipe dream of 3 or more years from now, something may go on that property and at taxpayer expense. One of his pipe dream projects that he threw out there, not even projects, concepts last week. If Walmart dies, this is going to be a legitimate campaign issue, a very legitimate one. And what Jim is trying to do is the global warming strategy. Well, I'm not saying this stuff's going to happen right away in 3 years or whatever. So that's going to be his excuse come re-election time if he seeks re-election. Well, yeah, I told you there wasn't going to be anything anytime soon. And by the time he's reelected, there would have been development if he faces reelection. The Walmart thing would have been proceeding. If Walmart dies, and there likely will not be any alternative by the time Jim seeks reelection, if he does, that's got to be a major campaign issue, and you would hope that it would draw a legitimate pro-business contender against him. Now, you could respond, well, what about all the other downtown successes? You can't just take that one thing. Well, yes, you can, when it would have been the only one that would not have received any public subsidy at all. Where even Jim's crown jewel, Schreiber, does a lot. So, Jim Schmidt did the right thing. Did he do it for political expediency? Only Jim Schmidt knows that. If he thought it was going to fly next month, I find it hard to believe that he would have done the same thing. But again, I don't know that. Only the mayor knows that. So, here's where we stand today. I had been telling you for some time, there are 6 solid votes. Chris Weary, Guy Zima, Andy Nicholson, Tom DeWayne, Joe Moore, and Tom Sladek. Moore now cannot vote because of a conflict of interest. So what you had previously was a 6-6 situation with two on the fence, Brian Danziger and Dave Nenig. Now you need both. What I have been told, and by the way, in case you're wondering what happened last night, let me make sure I have this right. Nenning voted, I believe, to, and by the way, Alderman Joe Moore did abstain from the vote even to delay, and some thought he might feel comfortable in voting on that. He did not. I want to just double check this. I believe what happened last night was Danziger voted against a delay, and Nenning, I believe, voted for the delay, I believe is what happened there. I'm just trying to double check that. I'm about 98% sure that is, for whatever reason, I can't find that right now. But I believe that's what happened. So anyway, I've got it somewhere. I just can't find it right now. I believe that's what happened. Anyway, here is what's been believed all along, is that Dave Nenig was a swing vote and it would take a lot of convincing for Brian Danziger that he was probably a no vote. You now need both of them. So starting today, I'm going to resurrect something that I've been doing, and we're going to focus on those two aldermen. Again, if you live in the city of Green Bay, particularly if you live in their districts, but if you live in the city of Green Bay, I'm going to urge you to call these aldermen, and again, don't get heavy-handed. Don't get all, you know, don't do all of that. Just say, look, I support the Walmart project. I understand it's a difficult decision for you, but I really think it's in the best interest of the city of Green Bay. By the way, not only if you live in Green Bay, but if you work in Green Bay. If you work in Green Bay, you contribute to the Green Bay economy. If you live or work in Green Bay, I urge you to contact Dave Nenning and Brian Danziger. I'm going to give you their numbers here in a moment. But this is now crunch time. You need both of these votes. In the meantime, as you're getting ready to get something to write with, in the meantime, I also think Walmart should be considering its options. I think that the odds are not good next month. And I know that they say that the big box, 154,000 square foot, is what their research shows, and I understand that. But the reality may be, if Walmart wants to be in that area, they may have to look at that. And if they look at any type of revision that breaks up that building, then it's going to be very difficult for Jim Schmidt or anyone else to stick to their opposition. But for the moment, Walmart says, look, this is what we need to make this happen. And there is no other development plan, even in the offing, even on the distant horizon. All right, so in the next month, only call once, though, please. And let your feelings be known. Dave Netting's number is 437-2318. 437-2318. That's 437-2318. Brian Danziger, 609 609-7666. That's an easy one to remember. Dave Nenig, one more time. 437-2318. 437-2318. Brian Danziger, 609-7666. Again, when you call, only call once if you live or work in the city of Green Bay. Say, look, I know this is a difficult decision. And Jim Schmidt was right. This is a 50-year decision for the city of Green Bay. And say, yeah, look, I know. You're under a lot of stress, a lot of pressure. Be supportive, not combative. One more time for each. Dave Nenig, 437-2318. 437-2318. Brian Danziger, 609-7666. Whiny teachers and stealing childhood from kids. That's where we'll start. It's 8:56.
You can call Glenn a lot of things.